So I run a local food business. This Will's somebody I grew up with, so he's come on board to make our little team, as well as my friend Leah. I approached a couple of local charities actually to try and make this happen because I don't come from a world where I know how to find people over the age of 60 who need the support. So I done the rounds, and then the First Down Project were really keen to sort of partner with me. And then we went from there, really. We've been door knocking around the local community. We've gone as far as sort of Wandsworth as well. So we was just going to keep it within sort of like Tooting and Streatham, but we've actually branched out. And it's for anybody over the age of 60 who would otherwise be spending it alone, or couples that don't have any family. We've also found that quite a lot of old people don't like their family, so they want to come along and do something a bit different. It's on Christmas Day. It's totally free. We're offering free transport for anybody within a 3 mile radius. It's at the Woodlawn Centre. It's from 1 until 5 o'clock, and we're doing bingo, we're doing a quiz, we've got a 3-course meal, which I'm cooking. So I run like supper clubs and pop-ups around London under my brand called Man's Got Munch. And I'm also a producer in television. So just balancing that out and putting all our skills. Will works in events. He's done festivals and things, so it's like the perfect pairing to get it off the ground.
So could you both individually tell me why you've decided to do this project?
I've always wanted to do something like this, but it's also finding the time within my industry. My nan lived alone for many years. She had dementia, and I'm sure, I mean, she always spent Christmas with us, but I always thought about people that were in her block that were spending it alone. So I think it's just about giving back. Christmas for me, we haven't got that many kids in our family anymore. So for me, it's kind of just like another day. But I know for a lot of people, I mean, there's a statistic of like 1.2 million people in the UK that are elderly feel most alone at Christmas. So, and I know that there's a lot of charities that do things, but there are still a lot of people that get missed out of that, especially people that don't have the internet. And we've been finding as we've been going around that people don't really even have a mobile phone. They've got a landline, and it's really difficult for them to find out about these things. So yeah, for me, it's just about giving back. And yeah, I'm sure my nan would be pretty proud of me. Well,
I think it's just one of those things where it's sort of everyone's aware that at this time there are people that need this service.
You're the same as me, aren't you? Like Christmas Day for you, we don't need to go into detail, but Will comes from like a different background, and Christmas for him isn't always about spending it with family. And you like the idea of giving back, and that's exactly why you will approach me. So I set it up, but Will said, "How do I get involved?" And because I know Will's background and we've known each other since we were kids, I was like, well, "Why don't you come on it full time?" I mean, but I think it's the same. You just want to give back. We love old people. Find it. I've already cried about 3 times after leaving people's homes and being like, "Wow, this is exactly why we're doing it." That's it. I don't know. I'm speaking for you, but I know.
No, you're doing a pretty good job of it as well.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to ask how the door knocking has gone and how many people are you expecting?
So it's a very sort of tight-knit community event in terms of the scale of it. The venue can only maximum probably fit 50, I'd say. My hope was to always get around sort of like 30 to 50 mark. We're already at 35, so we're nearly there. I'd like to have full capacity, but you know, I only did this as a sort of small starting project. I didn't really expect to have as many as we have, because there is other things going on as well. In terms of door knocking, it's hit and miss, but it's actually been really positive, hasn't it? Anybody that needs it is coming. Past few days I've just had calls every day, which is amazing, but it just means next time we'll have to scale it up.
So you mentioned the next time there. Are you planning on doing this like a yearly thing?
Well, depends on how it goes. I'd love to be able to, because I think we've already had people say to us, oh, is this something you're going to be doing all the time? Definitely potential. We've just got to do the first one and make sure it goes smoothly. And we have had an abundance of volunteers. So we're like, what I would like is to have one volunteer per 2 people, just because these are very vulnerable and they need the attention. Whereas like when you scale up, you then lose that intimacy. So I think for this, they're going to have a lot of attention, a lot of chat. So yeah, it'd be something we need to think about for next year.
In terms of the menu, are you going to have a full Christmas dinner?
Oh yeah, of course. We're doing pea and mint soup, or we've got prawn and crayfish cocktail, classic, and all of them are obviously going for prawn cocktail, most of them. Full Christmas turkey dinner, and then I've got a mushroom Wellington, and then I did like a little weird fusion of sticky toffee Christmas pudding. So it's like a merge of my favorite Christmas desserts with a creme anglaise. So it's really nice food as well. Like no shade on other events, but they kind of just slap it on the plate and it doesn't look great. Whereas I actually take pride in the food and they're going to have like a proper slap up meal. So yeah, I'm hoping that's like, and maybe a USP, that it's going to be really good food.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I love the idea of a sticky toffee pudding, Christmas pudding, because I think Christmas pudding is a bit of a hit and miss amongst a lot of people.
Yeah.
How can people help? Do you need more volunteers? And how can people get involved?
So we definitely could do with donations for sure. Because like the dream was to always get everybody a little goodie bag as well, but obviously we can only do that when we've got a certain amount of money. So like everybody attending would get obviously their 3 free course meal, all the drinks are included, bingo prizes as well. We need ideally some better bingo prizes would be great. Like they love M&S vouchers or Nando, apparently they love Nando's. I'm like, brilliant. We're gonna try and haggle Nando's later, see if they can give us a voucher. But yeah, I think vouchers for prizes is brilliant. We've already got a couple of hampers. Booze is great. I mean, you'd be surprised, they all love tipple. I think we're sticking to sort of red and white wine, but wouldn't say no to any other bits and pieces. But yeah, I think donations, whether that's funding through our GoFundMe or even like if you want to donate a turkey, like it's all these things that add up. The more help, the merrier.